comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to hit the issue of Dr. Fauci that Bill of Oconomowoc brought up. And let me tell you something. Dr. Fauci, first of all, is an expert. He's a scientist, an epidemiologist, one of the nation's premier experts on communicative diseases. And he's a gentle guy. He's actually a very humble guy. For some reason, the QAnon right and the Republican Party has ganged up on him because they don't like him. They think he's an easy target because he's so meek and mild. I don't think he was all that meek and mild. I think he was a high school athlete and he did a lot of other things. But here's the deal. Here's what they're saying. One of them said he was a, believe it or not, a sociopath. Another one said that he should be arrested and put in prison because of what he said about mask orders. Yeah, that you have to, you know, urging governors to issue that you should mask. Another one actually said that he funded the virus in the Wuhan lab and oversaw its spread. And another one said that he's responsible for the deaths of the coronavirus. Now, let me tell you, let's give some data here. Right now, about 600,000 Americans have died. Millions have died nationwide, but worldwide, but 600,000 died in the United States. Dr. Birx, who basically worked, you know, she was one of Trump's designees on there and spokespeople, and other experts have said that 40% of those deaths could have been avoided. They couldn't have all been avoided. When the virus came in, the Chinese withheld information. And all right, the first month or two, even though Trump was briefed in January of 2020, and the senators were, and then some of the Republican senators insider traded, dumped stock in industries they knew would be vulnerable to it, then bought it back after it hit real lows and made a lot of money, and went around and told their constituents that there's nothing to worry about. And Trump said, nah, it's like the cold. And then he gave a telephone interview to Bob Woodward, and he said, look, I know how bad this is. It's not like the common cold. If Trump, back in the January-February time period of 2020, had done what Joe Biden's doing now, taken it seriously, worn a mask himself, told people to socially distance, told people it was a concern, we'll get through it. And the minute the vaccines became available and at the end of the year, obviously urged everybody to get it, instead of getting COVID himself and forcing the Secret Service to drive him around to show that he was still alive in a car, a sealed car, and he had COVID. And a number of agents, there are almost 300 agents. You know, there are a lot of people in these details who either got it or had to be quarantined because of exposure to Trump and his family. They didn't all get it, fortunately, but some did. Some did. One of the White House employees had part of his leg amputated from COVID. You didn't think that could happen, do you? You've never heard that before? There's a lot of things that can happen. You're going to get blood clots in your lungs, your liver, your heart. Some of it won't kick in for 10 more years. For 10 more years. That's what can happen. If Trump had acted like an adult, instead of 600, 40% of 600 is 240,000. 240,000 Americans didn't have to die. But because of Trump, they did. Dr. Fauci stood tall even in the middle of the Trump era. And now they're saying he's a sociopath. He should be in prison for a felony for urging that people wear masks. And that he somehow went over to Wuhan in a disguise. What, he looked local or whatever? And shuffled around and directed the lab. This is the kind of stuff they're saying. This is what QAnon right is saying. And Kevin, have you heard Kevin McCarthy or Moscow Mitch defend Fauci? They know this is all false. It's absurd. But the stupider and the weirder the lie, if it's spread by people in authority, the more people will believe it. Going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Happy 50th anniversary of the Pentagon Papers. I'm getting so sick of these talking heads this morning talking about all the pitfalls that could happen with Biden meeting Putin this week. And why is he meeting him so early? And he gets more out of it. How do they know? First of all, here's what I think. He's coming off a successful G7 and now NATO meeting. And he's coming, you know, into it from a position of strength. And then one guy says, Matt, well, what if he asked him embarrassing questions, something about maybe the insurrection? You know what I'd do if I was Biden? I'd look him in the eye and go, I don't know, he was your friend. Maybe you know more about that than I do. Or did you help orchestrate it? But this nonsense,
you're making good points. And here's the deal. The G7 was a huge success, huge success. They all met there. Trump had divided Europe, divided the EU, divided NATO, talked about getting rid of NATO. He did Trump's bidding. I mean, Trump was Putin's concubine is what he was, because he was being blackmailed because Putin had funded him. Putin had funded the Trump Organization for a long time. It needed a lot of cash, a lot of capital. And New York banks and other banks wouldn't give it to him because he cheated them. He went bankrupt a number of times. Not personally, but what he did was he wiggled out of personal guarantees, and then he would just pull the plug on a casino and they'd left holding the bag, and he'd transfer whatever assets he needed where he needed it to go. So the Ruskies personally and otherwise bankrolled them. They bought a property. He had a $50 million property in Florida, and he desperately needed cash to pay off Deutsche Bank. Some Russian came in, an autocrat, and offered him $100 million for something worth $50 million, and he sold it. And then he was able to pay off Deutsche Bank. What did the Russian do? Did he develop it? No, he tore it down. Paid $100 million for a $50 million property and tore it down. That's what he did. Are you kidding me? Where do you think that money came from? That was authorized by Putin. So Putin wanted NATO destroyed so he could go invade Poland, Latvia, and Lithuania again, Estonia, keep putting pressure not just on Ukraine but in Georgia, but on Hungary and other countries that border Russia, that are right near Russia. That's what he did. At one time, you know, they occupied Czechoslovakia. They invaded it in 1968. They invaded Hungary in 1956. Under Gorbachev and Yeltsin, we were able to tear down the Berlin Wall in 1989, and we freed Eastern Europe. Trump was going to reverse all that because he was being bribed and blackmailed. And I'll tell you something, even though he was being funded to the extent he was, his servility, his abject servility, crawling like a dog in Putin's presence, when he's the president of the most powerful country in the world and in history, to a country that has an economy the size of Italy, pathetic military, and shunned as an international beggar by all advanced nations. Why did he crawl like a dog? That was partly sexual blackmail. That was the Steele report. That was the tape. Everybody goes, oh, well, that may have not been true because nobody could find the tape. The tape is in the Kremlin, okay? And it will be released, and it would have been released if they needed to control Trump. But the threat of the release made him servile. He still could have undermined NATO and the EU and done it in a more, I don't want to say dignified fashion, because you can't commit treason in a dignified fashion. But his abject servility is painful to watch. Abject servility is, in my view, my opinion, because of the Steele report, which had him involved in truly perverted conduct in a hotel room with women whom he thought were prostitutes and were really KGB agents. And in these Moscow hotel rooms, they have cameras everywhere, in the high-end ones, to get businessmen and politicians and visitors. They have them in the bathroom. They have them in the pictures. They have him in the coffee pot. They have him in the tables. They have him in the ceiling. And they have him on some very embarrassing videos. So the guy's out now. He's got to be kept out. He can't run again in 2024 and get back in, or our country is going to be in very, very tough shape. So to Dick and Madison's point, Biden is slowly putting together that coalition, that alliance that underlay the Pax Americana, the American peace, that has held the world together since 1945. Trump was disrupting that. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.